Hello, friends, and welcome back to How to Talk to Weirdos, where we focus on effective communication in the STEM workplace. I'm Jeremy Doran, and I help great engineers, scientists, and doctors become great leaders. Today, I've got some big news. After a lot of soul searching and conversations with a number of you, I've decided to change the name of this podcast. I'm changing it so that I can have one unified message. Right now, I've got too many different messages going on. I'm a speaker, leadership coach, author, podcaster. So I've got my coaching webpage, which is pinnacle-performance.com. I've got my speaking webpage, which is jeremydoranspeaks.com. Then on LinkedIn, YouTube, and Instagram, all of those handles are Jeremy Doran Speaks. So that's pretty good that that's unified. But then I've got another webpage called thelittlekids.us. That's about the book that my sister Sam and I wrote. So if you want to find me online, where would you go? Or where would I send people? Would I say, hey, if you want to listen to my podcast, it's called How to Talk to Weirdos, but it's hosted on jeremydoranspeaks.com. So I'm trying to consolidate everything into one. The new name is, drumroll, Neuroconversant Leadership. So let me explain how I got here. I started thinking about who my target market really is. And my target market are people in leadership roles who need to communicate well across a wide range of neurodiversity. When you become a leader, communication is crucial. And if you can only communicate with people who are just like you, then you can't communicate with all that many people. So being able to communicate across the range is pretty important. I've been interested in communication basically all my life because people never really made sense to me. So I've talked about it before on this podcast. It was like everyone had a code book. And when someone says something, everyone knew what that really meant. It never seemed to me like people were actually saying what they really meant. So I never really understood it, which got me to pay very close attention. So I really watch what people do, hear what they say, and then figure out what they meant by what was said. So I've learned a lot, and it's a lot of things that most people don't bother to learn or notice because to them it just comes naturally. So it doesn't come naturally to me. I've learned a lot, but I want to keep improving. So why did I start doing keynote talks and a podcast on communication? As I said, I'm a leadership coach, and going from being a great practitioner to being a great leader is tough on everyone. There's a lot of mind shift changes. There's a lot of issues, but I've actually done it for a lot of engineers who have become managers. And what I found is the transition is even a little bit more difficult for them than it is for others. And a big reason is because of the way they tend to communicate is not the way most people like to be communicated with. They've spent years surrounded by people who tend to think and talk like them. Most likely a good 10,000 hours between school and their job when they've been around people who are just like them, other engineers. And now when they start needing to manage people, they need to talk across all of the company. So they're talking to marketing people, salespeople, business people, etc. So they need to start communicating in a different way. Sometimes what I found is someone who is not an engineer, they might be a business person, all of a sudden they get promoted and they're managing a bunch of engineers. They have the same issue. So it's not that all engineers have difficulty communicating, but when I tell people what I do is I help engineers communicate with everyone else, everyone knows what I'm talking about. It's pretty common that people who are engineers communicate just a little bit differently. So I started the podcast and I named the podcast How to Talk to Weirdos. And to me, everyone's a weirdo, first of all. But a weirdo is kind of anyone who is neurodiverse. What does neurodiverse mean? To me, someone who's neurodiverse is someone who thinks, processes, or communicates in ways that are just a little bit different than the norm. What's the norm? There is no real norm either. There's no correct way for a brain to work. So effectively, we're all neurodiverse. But everyone has an understanding that there are some people who are a little further out there than the average. If you think of it as bell curve, let's say that when you're looking at the bell curve, the middle 70% are largely neurotypical. And that leaves 30% of the people on the edges. those people can be considered neurodivergent. And for those 30%, communication is definitely more difficult. Some common examples of neurodivergence are autism, people on the autism spectrum, ADHD, dyslexia, etc. But not everything has a name. I've got a number of therapist friends, and I've said to each one of them separately, I think I might be somewhere on the spectrum. They always look at me and say, no, that's silly. And then after thinking about it for a minute, they're like, but you're probably close. I've been told all my life that I'm a bit weird, sometimes a lot weird. But there's no real name for what I have. I don't have ADHD or dyslexia. So there are a huge portion of people who are somewhat neurodiverse, whether there's a name for what they are, or it's just an understanding that the way they think and communicate is a little bit different. So I think that we need to be more inclusive. Every school and every workplace has a huge DEI effort, and I think we need to include the neurodiversity into that DEI effort to include communicating well with people who are different than you. We need diverse people. The revolutionary ideas like taming fire or inventing the wheel were almost definitely someone who was not thinking like everyone else was. It had to be someone who looked at things a different way, thought a different way. So let's include neurodiversity in our DEI efforts. So why the STEM fields? As I said, I started with engineers, and when I would tell people what I did working with engineers who've become managers and help them communicate better, people would say, ooh, you know who else needs that? Doctors need that. Or, ooh, you know who else needs that? The scientists in my biotech company. So what I found is that on average, people in the STEM professions tend not to communicate the way the 70% in the middle of the bell curve do. It's generally people who are in the specialized and exacting field. It requires a certain type of person. They've also spent years learning to communicate in the language of their profession, whether it's engineering or medical or whatever it is. And then when they need to start communicating outside of that realm, it's almost like learning a whole new language for them. So in the interest of keeping a really narrow focus, have a niche. There's riches and niches, as Americans say. I want to work with managers and leaders in STEM fields. That is my focus. So the name neuroconversant leadership, what the heck does that mean? So conversant means familiar with or knowledgeable about something. What I'm trying to convey is that if you are conversant or familiar with a wide range of neurodiversity and able to communicate with those people, then you're neuroconversant. Leaders need to be great communicators, and they need to be great communicators across a wide range. We want to have people who are neuroconversant leaders, hence the name neuroconversant leadership. So what's next? Starting now, this podcast is called Neuroconversant Leadership with the tagline, effective communication in the STEM workplace. Make sure that you're following this podcast so that even with the change of the name, you'll still get the episode. It will still feed into your phone or wherever you listen. So far, my guests have largely been experts on one subject or another. And they've been experts on subjects that are big factors in miscommunication. I'm going to keep having those, but I'm also going to start having more practitioners, people who are STEM professionals who have become managers and leaders, and then learn what they've learned so they can share their lessons and help us all become better communicators with people who are not necessarily like us. I also created a new webpage. Webpage is neuroconversantleadership.com. You can go there to listen to this podcast, and I'm also going to start consolidating other information about speaking and coaching on that. It's a work in progress, but it's up and running if you want to go check it out. Thank you so much for listening. Sorry that I've had two solo episodes in a row, but I thought it was important to let everyone know about the name change and why I'm doing it. Next week, we will have a guest, and I'm excited about it. Nick Redman, she is a voice coach, and she has a podcast called The Voice Coach Podcast. So that's going to be a great interview. I'm looking forward to that. And after that, we're going to be going back to alternating one solo episode and then one guest episode. Thank you so much for listening. Again, check out my webpage, neuroconversantleadership.com, and send me a message from there. Then listen to next week's episode under the new name, Until then, have yourselves a great week.